Welcome to God, Sex, and You, a daily discipleship podcast on healthy sexuality. Here's your host, Purity Pastor Dustin Daniels.
After spending last week on a pretty weighty topic, as we were discussing gender identity and transgenderism, I wanted to move into a new series that is a lot more encouraging. When you hear the word purity, what do you think of? If you didn't grow up in the church, is it like an old-fashioned, outdated term to you? And if you did grow up in the church, you may think of things like a purity ring. Well, regardless, my guess is that it brings to mind something to do with sex, or maybe abstinence from sex. But here's my question. Is that definition correct? Well, in this series, I'm going to teach on the subject of purity, what it is, and what it means to you, and how to apply it to your whole life, not just in the area of sexuality. I want you to think of holiness because God is holy. And one of the most beautiful pictures of God's holiness is in Isaiah chapter 6. Verse 1, it reads, "It was in the year that King Uzziah died that I saw the Lord. He was sitting on a lofty throne, and the train of his robe, it filled the whole temple. Attending him were mighty seraphim." These are specific angels. "And each of them had six wings. With two wings, they covered their faces. And with two wings, they covered their feet. And with two wings, they flew. And then they were calling out to one another, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heaven's armies. The whole earth is filled with his glory.'" See, the Lord is holy. He's different. The word holiness there, it means like no other. And as his sons and as his daughters, we are to resemble and look like our Father. So in today's podcast, we're going to discuss several things. Number one, what exactly is purity? What does it mean to bend your ear? And why is that so important? And number three, why is our Heavenly Father giving us an incredibly powerful disclaimer in Proverbs 5 before he reveals his truth about purity? Today's lesson is titled, Made Perfect in Purity.
Well, good morning, guys. Over the past few weeks, Pastor Nick has been teaching us life lessons through the book of Proverbs. And what we're really doing is we're learning how to walk in a way of wisdom. And wisdom is not just knowledge, but it's discernment. It's learning how to apply what God is teaching us, correct? If we think about wisdom, we may think of a guy named Solomon, King Solomon. And he was the wisest guy on the planet. The wisest man on the planet, right? But he had 1,000 wives. Was that so wise? You know, it's been said that if you think you can't fall into sexual sin, then you're godlier than David, you're stronger than Samson, and you're wiser than King Solomon. And that's a great quote, but we all know that all three of those very, very godly men, they all had problems in this area of purity. So we're going to talk about purity today. What exactly is purity? On your notes, it's defined as an absence of a blemish, stain, and especially sin. It's an absence of a blemish, stain, or especially sin. See, purity is this concept of being free from contamination. You've heard the term pure heart. Pure heart is this idea of just being an undivided heart. My favorite definition next on your outline is nothing is mixed in. There's nothing mixed into your life. There's nothing mixed in to whatever it is we're talking about. So let me give you an example. Purity is the reason that, gentlemen, we pay a premium for pure gold when it comes to an engagement ring, isn't it? Purity is it's the reason that we pay a premium when we go to the grocery store and we buy extra virgin olive oil. Purity is the reason that a wedding dress is white. It represents something, doesn't it? It represents someone who is untouched. She's unblemished sexually. So once again, purity means that there's nothing mixed in to weaken the substance. There's nothing mixed in to devalue the person. Have you guys ever put bad gasoline in your truck or car? Didn't run so well, did it? The octane to the fuel was diluted. It was contaminated. There was something in there. And then you start hearing that knocking noise, and you know, it just doesn't run good. It starts to spit and sputter. It's because the fuel was not pure. What about a computer? Say you go and you go to buy the latest and the greatest, and you get it home, you hook it up, man, and you're working, surfing the web, and all of a sudden you unknowingly download a virus. And all of a sudden it starts to slow down, doesn't it? See, that virus, that impurity has now affected the entire operating system. Something's been mixed in. It's not supposed to be there. You can think of it as an enemy. It's really a foreign substance. And it slows things down. It weakens the performance of your computer. And we can say the very same thing for our spiritual side of our lives. Not only does the book of Proverbs have a lot to say about sexuality, but so does the rest of your Bible. Now, before I begin, I know it's really easy for us to start feeling guilty right now. We start to feel a little embarrassed because the preacher is talking about sex in church. And we all just want to run to the door. And we start getting our heads down, and we start to feel something, don't we? We start to feel a little bit of guilt and shame, and I'm not going to look at that guy up there. Mm-mm. And the reason that we feel this way is because we have all failed at some level when it comes to purity. At some level, all of us are just a little weirded out about this idea of talking about sexuality and God's design for marriage and sex and children. We're going to start in Matthew 5, verse 27 and 28. This is from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5. These are the words of Jesus. Jesus says, "You've heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say that everyone who even looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Wow. Jesus says, you've heard it said, the law says, Moses says this. You guys have all heard that. He's talking to the Jewish people. But the reality is Jesus says, you know what? I say, that's authority. He's my words right now, guys, trump what Moses said. I'm raising the bar to this thing called purity. I'm raising the standard of it. That's not good. That's not good for us, is it? But it's a standard that he has met. In fact, he's the only one that has met this standard. You guys catch that? He's the only one who has met this standard. And that's why we all feel a little, when it comes to sexuality. So if you guys just want to take a breath with me on three, let's just take a deep breath in. One, two, three. Oh, doesn't that feel good? Because I'm not going to beat you down with God's word. I'm not here to shame anybody. I am here to lift you up, and I've got good news for you, for those of you who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, because we're going to swim in the ocean of grace when it comes to God's sexuality, his definition of purity today. Proverbs 5, 6, and 7. Turn your Bibles to Proverbs 5. If I may be so bold to give you an assignment this week, and that is simply to read Proverbs 5, 6, and 7, then I want to introduce you to two women, Lady Wisdom and Madam Folly. Lady Wisdom and Madam Folly. That's next on your outline. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time discussing the women, but I want to introduce them to you because when you read Proverbs 5, 6, and 7, you're going to realize the difference between those two women. Our attention today is going to be on the words from our Father. it's going to be on the tone and the tenderness of how a father talks to his children when it comes to this very sensitive subject of purity and sexuality. So let's look at Proverbs 5, verse 1. Proverbs 5, verse 1. My son, be attentive to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding. You guys feel the tenderness there? My son. It's a term of endearment. It can mean my child. It's a term of affection and fondness. You know your Heavenly Father is fond of you? That He just doesn't love you, but He actually likes you and He wants to spend some time with you? You guys know that? He's fond of you. Be attentive. Be attentive to my wisdom. It means, I want you to pay attention right now, son. I want you to really hear what I've got to say. It's like we're sitting drinking coffee with our father, and it's really busy, and it's really loud, and there's lots of commotion, and like most of us, we're not paying attention to the person that's talking to us, right? And it's like our Heavenly Father just kind of reaches out, and he just touches our chin, and He wants to talk to us eye to eye. He just wants us to have full attention. That word incline your ear to my understanding. It means I want you to turn your head. You know, when it's hard to hear, you're like, what? But the Hebrew is more. The Hebrew says, I want you to bend your ear. I want you to bend your ear to what I'm getting ready to tell you. Wow, that's quite the disclaimer, isn't it? This stuff must be really, really important. Verse 2, that you may keep discretion and your lips may guard knowledge. Our Father is telling us, look, I want you to guard and preserve what I'm about to tell you with your life. I want you to change your behavior. I want you to modify how you live because of what I'm getting ready to share with you. I want you to judge wisely. I want you to slow down and think carefully and ponder critically the words that I'm getting ready to share with you. And then he goes on in the rest of Proverbs 5, and he tells us how committing adultery is a really, really bad idea. But you guys already knew that.
Of course you guys already knew that committing adultery is a bad idea. But don't you love the way that our Heavenly Father starts this discussion on purity? He knows how uncomfortable this topic is for us. He knows the shame and the guilt that go along with all of our mistakes. He also knows that everybody at some level in all of human history is broken when it comes to sexuality. And that's why he is so tender as he starts this discussion. Well, tomorrow we'll see how he does the same thing with Proverbs chapters 6 and 7 as we continue our lesson on how the Lord makes us perfect in purity. Now, many of you listening right now may be thinking, Dustin, I'm not even close to being pure. Well, just so you know, I've been there and I felt that way too. Actually felt it for like 2 decades, so I can relate. But let me ask you this. What's stopping you from being pure today? I mean, have you believed in the lie that this purity stuff that the Bible is talking about is only good for other people? That it's not good for you? Listen, my friend, that's a lie. That's a lie straight from hell. Your tomorrow can be very different. You don't have to wake up and feel the weight and the shame of your past any longer. And here's the reason. Jesus Christ did not shed his blood on a Roman wooden cross and die the most painful death in all of history, conquer sin and death by walking out of his own grave for you to stay an addicted Christian. See, it is for freedom that Jesus Christ set you free. So what's holding you back? Is waking up in the morning and holding your head high just like a pipe dream? Is looking into the eyes of a beautiful woman and not other body parts. Is that impossible for you? Well, actually, you know what? It is. Apart from Jesus, it is. And over my 20 years of being a pornography and sex addict myself, and now spending 13 years of walking with Jesus and being sexually sober, I've learned that there's just got to be a structure to my own life. And it's a structure that dictates purpose. So if you're feeling those things, if you're feeling helpless and hopeless, let me encourage you to do something different right now. Let me introduce to you a structure that will help renew your mind with Scripture that focuses on God's design for sexual purity. It's an audio devotional that only takes 35 days to go through. You know, many men, when I'm done speaking at a men's retreat or a men's group or something like that, they'll ask me what I do, what I've been doing for the past 13 years. And that's what this thing is. It's an audio devotional. It takes just over a month to go through. And it's designed as an individual study because I know the embarrassment. I know the shame that all this stuff brings. And I want you to think of this as the first chapter into your new life of being sexually pure. So this audio series, really, it's an introduction to the book that's going to be coming out in January. But basically, it's 13 years worth of recovery wrapped up in just 35 days. So anyway, I would encourage you to order it today. Go to dustindaniels.org, click on store, and you can receive a 20% discount with the promotional code podcast. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and You. I'm Dustin Daniels. You can follow me on Twitter at Purity Pastor. Email me your questions at dustindaniels.org. And let's not forget what the Apostle Paul has to say. 1 Corinthians 4:20, the kingdom of God isn't just a lot of talk. It's living, and living in God's power. And that power, my friend, is the very name in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Walk worthy today, my friends, as you cling to Jesus. I love you, and I look forward to our time again on Monday. Have a great weekend.